USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI report on its investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is now in the hands of the White House and the U.S. Senate. Senators will be able to start looking at that report in a secure area of the Capitol beginning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That report will not be made public. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing that a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination will happen by the end of the week. In South Carolina,
the victims in this case need all the help and support we can give them.
That's the Florence County Sheriff after one cop is killed and six other officers are wounded during a shootout and standoff yesterday in Florence.
I would ask that you please put this families of these officers in your prayers. Please lift them up.
The suspect is in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The Pentagon's refusing to comment on a CNN report that says the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet has drawn up a classified plan to carry out a global show of force as a warning to China and to demonstrate that the U.S. is prepared to deter and counter its military actions. The report comes just days after what the Pentagon did call an unsafe encounter between U.S. and Chinese destroyers in the South China Sea. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are on the rise, as yesterday at the State Department, Secretary Mike Pompeo accused Iran of being behind threats against Americans at U.S. diplomatic missions in Iraq.
It is to blame for the attacks against our mission in Basra and our embassy in Baghdad.
New rights for flyers. A measure approved in the U.S. Senate yesterday sets minimum seat sizes on commercial flights and also prevents them from kicking off passengers once they've already boarded the plane. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Oklahoma City Zoo has a new policy prohibiting guns, and the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association says it's been getting complaints about it from members when they can't bring firearms into that zoo. Oklahoma Second Amendment Association President Don Spencer met with the Zoo Trust yesterday, telling them that his group expects the gun ban to be lifted. But Zoo Trust officials say their lawyers are confident that the zoo's ban on guns is legal. President Trump tweeting yesterday that a report in the New York Times about his family's taxes and wealth is what he calls a very old, boring, and often told hit piece about him. But it's enough to cause the state of New York to launch an investigation.
The Times article piqued the interest of the New York State Department's taxation and finance, so much so that they've launched an investigation into the Trump family business. The investigative story documented how the president's father, Fred Trump, transferred millions of dollars from his real estate empire to his children without paying the appropriate taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the New York Yankees are headed to the American League Division Series after beating the A's 7-2 in the AL Wild Card game in New York last night. The Yankees will be playing their rival Red Sox in the ALDS. The first game's Friday in Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.